This is mine.
Here?
Yeah, which one mine?
Right.
Yeah, my other one is mine.
Left.
Okay. And this is mine. Whole thing is mine.
Mouth.
Yeah, and this is it. Excuse me, my
teeth.
Mm-hmm. One of them would be one.
Teeth.
And this is my
neck.
Yeah. But what do you call this part right here? When you swallow it and goes up and goes down. Ever hear anybody call it an Adam's apple or a
yeah.
goozle between the ear?
Adam's apple.
You ever heard the word goozle at all used?
Mm-mm.
The fleshy part that your teeth hook onto or your
root.
Yeah, or this is your
gums.
And this part of your hand is your
palm.
Yeah. Or you have a you make a
fist.
Yeah, or you have two.
Fist.
Yeah. And any say, you know, old people complain about getting stiff in there.
And their arms, arthritis.
Yeah, or they, I'm just going to you talk about all the places where your bones come together.
Mm-hmm.
Your, or
your.
Get stiff in. Like you wear your knee and your elbow and shoulder. These are all what? Okay.
I don't know what you're trying to even say. But
you call them joints.
Joints.
And what about the upper part of a man's body? Is his wants to have
chest?
Yeah. Or he wants to have broad the
shoulders.
Yeah. And if you measure a horse, you measure him in. Okay, this is one. This
one
is just my
one hand.
Yeah, this is two.
Two hands.
That's what you measure horses in, hands. Okay.
I don't know.
And if you went to buy some shoes, they'd have to measure your yeah, get two of them, two
feet.
And the okay, let's see. You might if you ran into a table, you might bruise your
ankle. I mean, knee.
Yeah, or below that would be your
leg.
Yeah, the bone right below your knees, your or that.
I know what you're saying. Chin.
Yeah. And let's see. If somebody say does this, you say he's doing what?
Kneeling, bending down.
Yeah, or it's just down. Not nice and kneeling, just down like this.
Sitting on his
okay. Let's see. And say someone's been sick a while, okay, sick for a couple, two, 3 weeks, but they're up and about now. You might say, well, so-and-so's up and about, but she still looks a little
weak, pale.
Okay. And somebody who's able to lift heavy weights, so can you say somebody?
Weight lifting.
Yeah.
Somebody strong.
Yeah. And now, let's see, what about if he's really heavy built. You'd say he's not fat, but he's
muscular built. That's how my brother is.
Yeah. And somebody who's real easy to get along with, you say he's real.
Outgoing.
Yeah, he's always friendly, got a smile on his face. You say he's mighty. You can kid around with him. Did you ever call
my friendly.
Yeah, just pleasant or good natured or something like that.
Friendly.
Yeah. And you remember when, especially boys, they get about 13, 14, they start growing too fast and they get to be all arms.
Clumsy.
Yeah. That's true, you do. And say someone who keeps on doing things that just don't make any sense, you would say, well, he's just a
dummy.
Yeah, yeah. Now, let me ask you the word fool. When you were coming up, was that a bad thing to call somebody? There's no real stigma attached to using that word.
That's the same thing as dummy.